The first bill would authorize the state tax department to release to some congressional committees conducting inquiries the tax returns of President Trump, also other elected officials and high-ranking political appointees who reside in New York. The Trump administration has refused to release the president's federal tax returns. The president has said he can't do so because he's being audited by the IRS. Assemblyman Marcos Crespo spoke in favor of the bill on the assembly floor.
Allowing our congressional officials to be able to thoroughly investigate what may be a well-considered potential abuse and or corruption by anyone in the federal administration is good policy. It is about transparency and making sure that we have folks governing us who are not circumventing the law or getting away with things that they should not.
Many of the president's businesses are also based in the state. Sponsors of the measure believe the state tax returns could provide clues to the congressional committees about what the federal returns might contain. The second bill amends the state's double jeopardy law to ensure that anyone the president might pardon for federal crimes could still be prosecuted for crimes committed in New York State. State Attorney General Tish James sought the measure. It would be up to her office to pursue any crimes that might have occurred. She says it closes a loophole in the current laws and allows the state to seek justice in the event of an abuse of the presidential pardon.
It contains key provisions that will prevent the presidential pardon power from being used where there is a conflict of interest for a president's close associates, family, or where the pardon impacts a president's self-interest.
Trump has raised the possibility of pardons for some of his former associates. He so far has not pardoned former campaign manager Paul Manafort or former personal attorney Michael Cohen. Both are serving prison terms. But the president has pardoned others, including former Maricopa County, Arizona, Sheriff Joe Arpaio and conservative commentator Dinesh D'Souza. Republicans, who are in the minority in both houses of the legislature, voted against the bills. Assembly GOP leader Brian Kolb called them political grandstanding.
I'm just trying to figure out how the double jeopardy bill solves the problems of New York State. Bringing politics of Washington into this chamber or into the state legislature and the governor's office, I think, is a complete waste of time.
Senate Republican leader John Flanagan, in a statement, accused Democrats of frittering away weeks on their, quote, singular obsession with getting a peek at President Trump's taxes. Governor Andrew Cuomo is expected to sign both measures into law. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.